92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi there. I know we've never met before, but I recently watched a documentary on global warming. And, no offense, but I think your body's too hot for the planet.
Oh my God, I love it.
No. Worth the
payoff. Isn't that bad? Oh, I think it's so good.
And whatever you do not slap him in the face with a recycled organic bar coaster. Oh. Instead, tell him you'd like to do some deforestation in his bedroom.
Whoa. Hey. Wow.
And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
My wiener has a first name. It's A-M-B-E-R. Hey, Amber. I know it's kind of lame and whatever. I'm kind of dorky. Trying to get in touch with you. I've texted you a couple times. I haven't heard you back, so call me back. A-M-B-E-R.
Next message.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice. So romantic. He named his wiener after
or
her.
Or do you think it's just a coincidence?
It was meant to be. I knew it.
Yeah.
I could see that continuing on through their relationship, though.
Yeah.
Instead of like, this is my girlfriend, this is my wiener, Amber. Do you take this wiener to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Oh, I wish I had a wife named Amber. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Next message.
Hi, David. I just wanted to tell you that I love dad bods. I love mustaches. Ooh. I love beer bellies. I love just beer. Yeah. I love 1998 Toyota Corollas. So, listen, if you could just pass my number on to your dad, that would be perf. And you can have his sloppy seconds, okay?
Next message.
Yeah, we can have the sloppy seconds. All right.
That was the worst part of the call.
My kind of lady.
Yes.
Oh.
So she just referred to herself as sloppy seconds?
Yeah,
either that or he's hooking up with his dad. So either way, not awesome.
The way that she just casually tossed that in there at the end.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It was a lot.
It makes me feel like this isn't the first time that she's offered that to someone and their dad.
Yeah.
And
I know how
maybe not
works.
The first time that someone said yes. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's weirding you out so they can call us and leave an awkward voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Karen. This is I just want to say that I had a great time the other night at dinner. I really enjoyed meeting your kids. I didn't know that you're going to bring them along, but that was fine. And I know you asked me about if it was okay if I paid for them, and I said, yeah, that was fine. And I just want to say I didn't mind watching them for that half hour while you had to go take that phone call. I'm sure it was an important call. That was fine. So just give me a call back, and we can set up a second date. And, you know, and then we can also work out the payment for the Uber, the $75 I gave you for the Uber ride. That was fine. You must live quite a ways away, you know, for $75. I've taken Uber several times, and it's never been over 25. So I'd love to see you again. Give me a call.
Maybe the most passive-aggressive voicemail we've ever heard on the Loser Line before.
That woman is a hustler. Props to her. She knows the game.
I can't believe
Karen's getting calls still.
Dang, man.
And
she
dates.
Put it through the ringer.
Next message.
Hey, Monty. This is I am the girl from last night at the bar. Okay. I guess, you know, we kissed and I actually was just like kind of going in for like your cheek, and that's not what happened. Obviously, we like actually kissed. So I don't do that. That's not something that I do. I don't normally kiss. I kind of had this rule where I'm not supposed to do that on a date or whatever it is. So I'm calling to kind of like declare that that didn't happen, and we're like annulling the kiss.
Oh.
So this is me taking my kiss back. See, no more kiss. It's gone, annulled. So if you could just call me back and leave me a message, just kind of confirming the receipt of the kiss. And so, I gotta go. Bye.
Next message.
Wow. That was amazing.
That was,
it's not easy because I have a lot of stuff I would like to
take
back. I suck it up.
I didn't know that you could do that.
You can. You suck it back up.
Well, that's awesome. In that case, hey, Dad. All right, we are good. Thank you, lady, for teaching me that I can do this.
That was very dark. Sloppy. Yeah.
Next message.
Carrie, this is SpongeBob SquarePants. Gaga. Also known as the guy you met at Starbucks. And I'm taking you on an undersea date. Put on your scuba gear. We're going to go investigate a spooky shipwreck. You never know who you're going to meet. My best friend, Patrick.
Hey, Carrie. It's Patrick. You're pretty hot.
Shut up, Patrick. This is my girl. And after that, maybe we'll head over to the Krusty Krab for some Krabby Patties. And what's the best way to work off a big lunch? Oh, Essex in a pineapple under the sea. Do it, Carrie. Call me back.
Oh my god. I don't think a lot of people heard, but he wants to do something under the sea.
Everyone heard. He's doing in the pineapple house.
Oh my god.
That was a lot.
That was.
Yeah.
I can't wait for his next voicemail.
Oh,
who got chlamydia and a pineapple under the sea? You did, Carrie.
But Patrick will make it better.
You can listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up.